Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. Hey, we appreciate you, and we thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here every Tuesday, keeping it live, keeping it hot for you, bringing you dynamic and wonderful and outstanding guests every week, and today is no exception. Ladies and gentlemen, to be reminded of the shows, you want to join my email list, and you can do that by visiting the official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, and you can click on the radio page. Again, I'm so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web, and I think you all want to get this party started. I think you're ready. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and today is no different. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad to have on the show with us today Miss Tammy Turner. She is one of BET Sunday Best Top 20 finalists. Tammy Turner, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Charvette, for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Well, we are glad to have you, and we are just excited. We saw you on Sunday, and you were one of the first contestants right out of the gate, and we just want to talk to you and learn a little bit more about you and about your experience thus far.
All righty, I'm here.
All right, so let's get this rolling. So you're out of Baltimore, Maryland, and out of the Maryland area. Tell our listeners, when did you first feel the music bug, the singing bug?
Well, Charvette, I have always had the music bug. My mom is a singer.
Okay.
Most of the men in my family were singers. We hailed down from way in Canton, Mississippi. So if you've heard of the Canton Spirituals,
yeah,
or the Mighty Clouds of Joy, they all come from down in that area and are said to even be relatives of ours. And, you know, so I grew up, you know, listening to my mom sing and my uncles. And also just growing up in the church, our choir was led by none other than a renowned director, Ricky Dillard.
Yeah.
And so he at that time, there was a group that had formed called the EFS Singers. Mm-hmm. And so I would travel around with my mom, you know, from church to church, from
yeah,
auditorium to auditorium, seeing them, you know, praise the Lord and, you know, just doing great music with great integrity and allowing being allowed the opportunity to see God use people through music. So I've always had the music bug in me from the time I was a little girl.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And you've talked a little bit about some of your musical influences. If someone were to check your iPod or your CD player right now, which artist would they see in your playlist that you listen to a lot?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, Charvette, they would say, this girl has everything. I love diverse genres of music. Now, of
yes,
course, you know, my heart and soul belongs to gospel because that's
yes,
what I grew up around and that's what I grew up in. But you would see everybody from Kim Burrell
oh,
to Donnie Hathaway.
Oh,
to
yeah,
Yolanda Adams, and then you'd go back to Lauryn Hill.
Oh.
You know, you'd see Olita Adams in there somewhere. You know, Vanessa
yeah,
Bell Armstrong, Donald Lawrence. The list goes on and on. I love to see what God does, you know, through singers. And
wow,
so I love to listen to everybody.
Oh, right. I think that's a great way to do it because you can pick up something from everybody. You really can. You really can.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am delighted to have on this particular special segment Miss Tammy Turner, one of the top 20 finalists of BET's Sunday Best competition. You saw her this past Sunday. She was the very first young lady to sing in a beautiful turquoise satin top, if you'll remember correctly, and that was Tammy Turner, and that's our guest today. All right, so Tammy, tell us, what prompted you to try out for the BET Sunday Best competition?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Charvette, when I first heard about Sunday Best coming to D.C. to do the auditions, I wasn't overly enthused.
Uh-huh.
Just because, you know, with the whole competition thing, you know, I feel like, you know, when we all have, you know, a gift of something. And when you have the gift of music, you have a little, you know, you have a little bit of God in you. You know, that's him. That's his gift. That's what he does. So, you know, I was like, man, you know, I just hate the whole competition, you know,
uh-huh.
you know, quote unquote thing, you know.
Right.
So when I first heard about it, sad to say, I did, you know, turn away from it. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think I was also a little bit fearful, you know, fearful of the unknown, you know, what'll
right.
happen? You know, what if I don't make it? You know,
right. right.
that whole thing, you know, plus, again, just I don't really like the whole competition thing, but. But glory to God, the day before the auditions, I had just gotten some really encouraging voicemails and calls from people mm-hmm. in my church family. And one of my friends even called and left me the information, the venue, where it was going to mm-hmm. be, what time they were going to start, left me the phone number, everything.
Pushing
so
you.
I was like, okay, God, that's it, finally. Yeah, okay, whatever. What I'm going to do is just go down there, do what you have gifted me to do, and then that's it, you know.
Wow.
And so I went down there, and the rest is history.
My goodness. And so the audition process, there were thousands of people there. You know,
yes.
how long did this take? You know, was it all done?
Well, let me see. I have the most incredible husband in the world. So he would walk a little bit before me. His name is Nathan Turner. He would walk in a little bit before me and kind of, you know, be like, okay, honey, I know you're coming in, but I'm going to go in first. You know,
uh-huh.
I'll go down here first and, you know, I'll be saving your place or whatever. Because
oh,
I'm telling you, Charvette, it was so cold. It
oh.
was just so cold. It was freezing. It was freezing. I think we first got there, what, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, yep, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And there were already people in the line when we got there.
My.
You know, so we were like number 83. But it was a lengthy process.
to say the least. But you made it.
To say the least.
All right. So let's talk about Sunday, this past show. Oh, my goodness. So you're the first to sing. When did they tell you? How did they decide who was first? Or did they just say, okay, you know, it wasn't alphabetical order. We can see that. Did they just say, okay, Tammy, we're going to pick a number. You go first.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was supposed to be in alphabetical order, which mm-hmm. meant that the T came before the Z, because there was a young man whose name started with a Z who went last.
Uh-huh.
But then at the last minute, they basically said, okay, Tammy, you know what? Instead of us having this person go first, we're going to have you go first. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
Okay. You know, so
oh,
I was like, all right, God. And you know how you sometimes just have a feeling? I was like, I have a feeling they're going to tell me to go first. I just,
wow.
I don't know, just something, I just a
uh-huh.
feeling I had. But, and, you know, and I was right. So, you know, I went out there and, you know, they gave me, you know, a slightly older song, you
uh-huh.
know, which, you know, was a little bit different from what my style is. But I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to go out and minister it however you, you know, want me to, however you want me to minister it, and just
yeah.
pray that it touches the heart of somebody, you know, who is listening, because, of course, that's what this is all about anyway, you know.
Absolutely. And you did a fabulous job. Ladies and gentlemen, to remind you, she sung Look at Me by Tremaine Hawkins. So certainly, and I'm glad you brought up the point that the songs were assigned to the contestants. So the contestants
yes.
did not get to select their song choice.
Right.
So that's the distinction.
Right.
And so when they told you were singing Look at Me, did you have to do a lot of prep, learn the words? Were you kind of familiar with it?
Actually, I was not that familiar with the song. It was made a long time ago, before I was even born. So I was not familiar with it. And when I got it, you know, I just went back to the room and, you know, looked it up on the computer and, you know, heard the words. And then when I went into the, you know, to the studio, you know, we got to rehearse, you know, one time with the band. And so, you know, I just went in with the band and, you know, Donald Lawrence was there coaching.
Oh.
And so, and that was a wonderful experience. That was an incredible experience. And so, you know, we discussed, you know, how we should do it, and you know, and I just did it the way they, you know, told me to do it. So
there you go. Well, you made it your own. So certainly, we again think you did a great job. And you know, as you touched, if you've got a chance to work with Donald Lawrence, I mean, certainly, what have you learned thus far from this experience? I mean, I'm sure you've learned so much already.
I have learned just a plethora of wealth of knowledge, and it's been invaluable. Donald Lawrence really worked with us on just how to make the song, whatever song it is that you're singing, relate to the people who are listening to it. You know, and he. What I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yes, you can continue.
Yes. So he said, you know, I really want you to focus on, you know, when you make eye contact, really imagine that you are having a conversation with this person,
you know,
as opposed to just, you know, singing words, you know, just imagine that you're having a conversation with them and you're really trying to convince them that the word of the Lord is true, you know, and that, you know, that, you know, this is what happened to you in the past, but this is how you've overcome. And the same thing God has done for you, he'll do for them. So, you know, again, just lessons like that, because we taught so many things, but lessons like that, you know, they'll stay with me for a lifetime. You know, I'll never forget that.
I'm telling you, and it's, I mean, really, that's, I think, one of the distinctions, too, between, you know, this singing competition, if you will, and opposed to maybe other singing competitions that are out there that really, you know, they're trying to focus that this is about ministry. As well, and I mean, this is a singer's competition. I mean, everyone that ministered on Sunday, I mean, could sing. You know, again, you may watch some others and like, some of them did all right, some of them, you know, whatever.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, really, and then, you know, so Sunday, you know, at the end of the show, you're holding your breath, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how they're going to make this decision, and then they throw us a surprise and say, guess what, everybody else is coming back next week. I mean, is it like more pressure or, you know?
it is a little bit more pressure because, you know, now, you know, we're thinking about in our minds, okay, what's going to happen, you know, this coming Sunday, you know, what in the world is going to happen?
Why?
So it does, but you know what? I think that moreover, I think, Charvette, we have all become such a family here, all 20 of the contestants. I can truly say that, you know, even though, yes, it's a, you know, competition or whatever, it truly, truly has not felt like that. I mean, we've ministered to each other. We've prayed with each other, for each other.
Yes.
We've encouraged each other. We've helped each other on their, you know, on songs, you know. You know, when you're around this much talent and these many gifted people, you can't help but take a little bit, you know, from almost each one and be like, wow, okay, you know what, I think I'm going to try to, you know, do a little bit of that. Or, you know what, I think I might try to, you know, incorporate that or whatever, not trying to steal from anyone. But there's so much talent here, you can't help but grow. That's what it's about. It's about the growing process that we've experienced since we, you know, have been here and been allowed to participate in the show. So one of the greatest times of my life. This has been one of the greatest times of my life.
Awesome. And iron sharpens iron. So, I mean, that, you know.
Iron sharpens iron. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
It does. All right. We're wrapping up this segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad you tuned in and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm interviewing Tammy Turner, one of BET Sunday Best contestants. If you missed any portion of this interview, no problem. The show is saved online as a podcast, and you can go back and listen to the rest. All right. So, Tammy, how can listeners connect with you online?
Okay, they can visit me. Please visit me
yes.
At my website, which is www.tammyturner.com. Again, that's www.tammyturner.com. And they can also, you know, for all of you Facebook people out there
yeah.
or Gospel City, you know,
yes.
people out there, you know, get on Gospel City, get on Facebook, you know, look for Tammy Turner and, you know, come by and say hi, you know,
yeah.
say hello or, you know, share with me what's on your heart. You know, let's see what God's going to do. You know, you may have a word for me. God may give me a word for you,
all
you know,
right.
just to encourage your heart.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Tammy, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And my ending final question, what motivates Tammy Turner?
Wow. What yeah. motivates Tammy Turner? What motivates me is, what motivates me, Charvette, is my dream. That's what motivates me. What motivates me is the dream that I know that God has He's given it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody out there, it's that feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach when you lay awake at night in your bed trying to live an ordinary life, but you know God has called you out to more. You know that He has mm-hmm. called you into more than where you are right now. And you can't, it's that, you know, that you know, the Bible says it's a fire shut up in your bones.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like when you are not walking in the destiny that God has ordained for you, that He has planned for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what motivates me. I don't want to lay awake every single night, Charvette. You
right.
know, I want to be able to sleep.
Yes.
You know,
right.
I want to be able to sleep knowing that I'm doing what God has called me to do, my dream. That's what motivates me.
All right. Well, we applaud you for running after your dream, and we continue to look for bigger, better, and greater things no matter which way your path turns or takes. We
Thanks.
Are just so glad we had the opportunity to talk to you, Tammy, and wish you just much more success.
Thank you so much, Charvette, for having me. I love you guys. God bless. And don't forget to visit me.
That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that's www.tammyturner.com. Visit her online. Check her out on Facebook and also Gospel City. That's one of the Ning networking sites, and that's where we connected. So I'm a big fan of those. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up, guess what, another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad that you tuned in and you joined us. We are just grateful and thankful for you always. Listen, to check out all the archives and the on-demand shows, you can do that one of two ways. You can go to my official website, www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's mitchell-productions.com. Click on the radio page, and you'll see all of the featured shows and everything we have there. You can listen right online in the comfort of your own home or at work or wherever you want to listen. Also, you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/Mitchell-Productions for all of the official shows. We're so glad that you tuned in. We appreciate you, and we'll continue to bring you shows that are about motivating, exciting, and influencing you. Until we meet again, peace and love.